Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so the list I got is from Extra Points from the author's Matt Brown. Well, here's why.
Sorry, it was a preemptive one.
No, understand this. The list is way more fun than it is accurate. Okay? I'm going to admit that up front. Matt Brown foiled all these schools.
Freedom of Information Act.
And he puts at the bottom, if your favorite school isn't listed here, it's because they didn't respond to my FOIA. Okay? So this is why I said the list is more fun than it probably is accurate. But right. Of the schools that reported, and look, this isn't that important. It's a who's on top. It was fun. But according to Matt Brown, let's get to the top 10. Checking in at number 10 in alcohol sales at college football games, revenue generated, Illinois. At number 9 out of the Southeastern Conference, the University of Kentucky. Number 8, Gator got that, University of Wisconsin. Number 7, Rob got West Virginia. At number 6 out of the B1G, Indiana.
They should be number one the way things are going for them the last 2 years.
Number 5, Tim got the University of Michigan. And number 4, also out of the B1G, Minnesota. That's impressive because that is not a huge stadium. And they don't always sell it out. So those that are showing up are doing damage.
They're getting hammered drunk.
Number 3, Aubrey got LSU. Number 2, Matt got the University of Tennessee. And Brian got number 1, Nebraska. Now, maybe we'll do this at the end of the year if everybody responds to the Freedom of Information Act request, but fun list nonetheless. So
yeah, that was fun.
Should we have done the other one?
I don't know what the other one was.
I'll show you what the other one was. Not nearly as fun, but.
Not as fun.
No, okay. You agree. I might save that for down the road, but it's not as fun, right?
No, that's not as fun. Yeah. You are 100% right with that.
Yeah, that's why we went with the second one. So, I just got this tweet. IEA, the number of fans jumping off the bandwagon is ridiculous. Would these fans be so extreme if the Lions actually won on Sunday? How many will want back on the bandwagon if they win this Sunday? Most national experts had the Lions as the top team in the NFL just last week. Chill out, folks.
This is true. Well,
I understand what
Sunday's game did. What Sunday's game did was not only did they lose to a team that thought we were superior to in the Vikings, but it's the way that they lost. They got beat up on the offensive line. And the offensive line, not only did they get beat up, they are beat up. So it's like a twofold. They pummeled the offensive line that's supposed to be a strength of this team, and now it doesn't look like a strength anymore. Your starting left tackle he's got a bad shoulder that he's on painkillers for, so he didn't know how bad his knee was going to be when he woke up the next day, and now his knee is bad. You've got a left guard who left the game because he broke a bone in his leg, so he's gone. Glasgow was the only one who stayed in there the entire time. Then you got the right guard in Tate Ratledge, who is, I don't know if he's hit a rookie wall or not, but he had to leave the game briefly as well and came back in, so he's getting beat up now. And Penei Sewell, the Warrior, he was banged up in the game. He didn't miss a snap, but he was clearly hurt, and to the point now where we wait for injury reports because he may or may not play on Sunday. So that's where the doubt comes in. I think it's very fortuitous for the Lions that they're playing a Commanders team on Sunday that is without their starting quarterback, that is without one of their key receivers, that is... also without who's the other player they're missing? There's three guys are missing on that team right
Marshawn
now.
Marshawn Lattimore
on defense, which thank you because he's an outstanding player. So the Lions hopefully take advantage of this and don't make any excuses. Just go do it. Go run them over. You know, throw up a 40 burger at least against this team if you can.
Okay, so a couple things here. And this is kind of in response to the following text. Although, did I just lose it? Might have. Okay, here we go. This is from Tony McComb. I wish Brad Holmes had the same aggressive mentality at the deadline like he does at the draft. He's willing to give up a bunch of third rounders for Tesla, but it's crickets at the deadline. This is how he runs it, right? He definitely appears to have the pattern of being more aggressive at the
3 days of
the 3 days of the draft than he is at the deadline. If we had suggested maybe, I don't know, August, early September, you know, I really wish they'd kept those third rounders and not traded for Tesla. Fans would have said you're crazy. You remember how much excitement there was about Tesla?
There was a lot of excitement.
I mean, and even after the Green Bay game.
Yeah, I mean, the guy, his first two catches were touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I mean,
one-handers.
Yeah. A lot to, and spectacular.
Which is a record. I have no idea.
It was really great. And we haven't seen too much of him since. He got three snaps on Sunday. And I still have faith that Tesla is going to end up being a really nice player for this team. I don't think he's ever going to be a number one receiver, but that's not why you drafted him for. I think we all had questions when they moved up to get him. When we saw who the player was on draft, they were like, what? I'm sorry, whoa. Mm-hmm. Interesting, you traded that much to move up and get him, and he's still not really being implemented in the offense. Now, they did say they want to get him more snaps. They want to get him more work. But, you know, we'll never know if there were teams that were truly interested in Isaac Tesla in the third round.
Right, sure.
We'll never know.
And you know, if Tesla turns out to be an elite receiver down the road, a great receiver.
And there's a couple of players like that, like Giovanni Manu. Did they have to trade up to get Giovanni Manu, or would he have been there? Same thing with Tesla, same thing with some other players.
Well, if you want Hendon Hooker, you can get him again. He's a player he traded up for, and he just got...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Released by Carolina. So there's some swings and misses for sure. But, you know, he's not striking out over 200 times in a season.
Roderick Martin, did they trade up to get him?
Yeah. So in a related note, the Lions just tweeted out, the Lions have signed offensive lineman Jack Connolly, offensive lineman Chris Hubbard, and offensive lineman Natane Muti to the practice squad.
So Muti played here before.
Yep.
So these are, yeah, they rated, you know, some practice squad guys. Okay, that's fine. And here's the thing. Okay, so we will see practice squad. What you don't see is, until Sunday, activated to the active roster from the practice squad, which is what generally tends to happen. We'll see. I think they're all of a sudden they are replenishing the practice squad.
Yeah, I mean, this shouldn't be anything to get excited about. It's just, okay, we tried, we couldn't come up with what we wanted. Let's go.
Right.
Miles writes in, I feel like we have calmer heads prevailing here in the noon hour. Miles writes in, look at Tampa, very injured, and they're getting guys back, and they didn't make any moves either. People still consider them contenders. The Lions are the same. Maybe. I mean, look.
I don't know what their cap situation
is. Yeah, and we're talking about, like, warts. We're all aware of our own warts. And Detroiters, look, I think you and I are probably more optimistic than some other shows here. I don't want to speak out of turn here, but I think that's probably true.
I think we're and more even, forgiving, maybe.
And we're, that's a better word. But we're disappointed.
Yes.
We're disappointed. We thought we really would have liked to have seen this team do something, understanding that there wasn't one trade that took place yesterday where I'm like, think, oh God, that team pulled it off. Like, Dallas got better. I'm not sure it makes them relevant yet in the NFC. I like what Seattle did, and there were some offensive linemen moved, but none that seemed like were clearly better than what the Lions have in-house. But God, I'd like to be more fly on the wall. You know, and Brad Holmes didn't speak today. Which, should he have? Should Brad Holmes be talking to the media, talking to the fans?
I mean, I would.
Hey, here's what happened. Here's why we didn't do anything. I know a lot of you have questions.
I think it's always good to hear from the from the GM.
Yeah. We just got this tweet. Do you guys feel like there's a lack of fun that's been going on with this team? Amon-Ra doesn't even celebrate his own touchdowns anymore. Am I the only one that feels this way? Dude, they just did the Superman Batman.
Right, it's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, sorry. I didn't see the movie. It was a movie, right? Comic book?
Well, Superman and Spider-Man, a different universe.
Is it a talkie?
It's a talkie, yes.
Okay. Yeah, they just did that celebration in the end zone, which was kind of sweet. That was sick. So I don't know if I agree with that. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson. A little bit of a surprise move with one of our teams. Somebody's coming back. We'll get to that at 102 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.